Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The New York Times. Adora, you might not know there was a hurricane over the weekend.
Oh, there certainly was. And in Texas, officials are in the midst of the state's largest rescue operation following Hurricane Ike. Nearly 2,000 people have been rescued from flooded neighborhoods, and at least 2 million people have been without power for days. Officials report at least 28 are dead in the aftermath. James McKinley is following the story from Houston for our partners, the New York Times. Good morning, James. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Can you tell us the status of rescue efforts at this point? Do officials feel like they've gotten everyone that needs help?
Well, the officials are very, very optimistic that they're going to get everybody out. But there are still some places along the coast that reporters have not gotten to. And we don't really know what we'll find when we get to those places.
And when you say that particularly, where do you mean specifically?
Well, there's a spit of land called Bolivar Peninsula, which is just it's an island on the other side of the mouth of Galveston Bay from Galveston Island, where we have had journalists. And Bolivar was hit extremely hard by the storm because the storm went right up the mouth of the bay. And they rescued about 96 people, 93 people, I believe, just before the storm hit. And rescue workers knew that there were at least 100, maybe 200 others that had been left behind. And so far, we have not been able to get to Bolivar Bay to find out what happened to those people. Some of them have been rescued, but there are confirmed reports that others may not have made it.
Now, initially, it seemed there was a minor sigh of relief that perhaps Ike could have been far worse than it actually was. But in the aftermath, it seems like we're finding out that the destruction was quite widespread and has caused a tremendous amount of damage, not to mention the fact that anywhere between 2 and 5 million people are without electricity at this point. There seems to be a lot of discrepancies on the reports as to how many people don't have electricity.
Well, there are a lot of people without electricity. The city alone, the city of Houston, which is about 2 million people, and then there are 4 million people in the greater Houston area. When you talk about that 4 million people, something like 76% are still without power as of now. And CenterPoint Energy and Entergy, which is a company over in Louisiana, are working hard to get that power back up. But they're talking about weeks before power is completely restored. So that's an enormous problem, especially since Houston is a hub of activity for refining. And you can't run a refinery without electricity. So this could have an enormous effect across the country on the cost of gasoline. By some estimates, a quarter of the nation's production capacity has been knocked out.
James, do you think, last question, do you think by the end of today, officials both who work in the oil industry as well as those who are dealing with the electricity and those who are trying to rescue folks are going to have a better idea of exactly how much damage Ike has left behind?
Yes, I think they will know, or they'll have a better idea. First of all, we'll have a better idea of what the human toll was. How much damage it left in terms of houses and buildings is hard to gauge.
Right.
I'm not sure that a lot of this, a lot of these houses were beach houses or houses on spits of land. A lot of the damage to buildings in downtown Houston was largely cosmetic in the sense that it's...
So we'll certainly find out today. James McKinley for the New York Times reporting from Houston. Thank you.